Yet, after some time, with the association of Narada Rishi Mahat, and he must be a pure Vaishnava. Like Narada Ji touch a stone. To whom he will touch, he will be changed totally. So always he will not be like that impure. But something is seen that at the time of departure from this world to Golok,
Ramapriya Vaikuntha.
He told that, where is my mother? He was not like a Brajavasi Bhakta. He was not Bhakta like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Raghunath Das and all. But anyhow, you should know that if anyone taking shelter in Mahatpurush and worshipping Krishna, meditating Krishna, that Krishna will mercifully sprinkle his mercy and his all desires will go away, and then he will be pure bhakta. If he wants even all worldly desires, but Krishna will smash all their desires. He is so merciful, causeless merciful. O Anant, those Amalashaya, those pure-hearted devotees, those who have no worldly sense gratification, no worldly desire, only they have desire to serve Krishna, anukullena Krishna anushilanam, only. Oh, they are Mahatpurush. And they always, like a chain of honey,
unbroken stream of honey,
they are meditating Krishna, chanting Krishna, serving Krishna. Where they are telling any Harikatha, or hearing Harikatha, oh, you should be merciful to send me there. I want to hear. And I want to hear. With thousands of years, from thousands of years, I want to hear all these katha. If you have any doubt, or you are questioning, you are putting a question, why you are not praying for chaturtha moksha, chaturtha purushartha moksha? Why not? Then he is telling, if bhakti is there, then moksha automatically coming. What anusangik fall?
Incidental result.
Incidental result. If you are taking honey for taste, but automatically hotness will come, sweetness will come. These are what? Anusangit.
Incidental results.
So if anyone prays for bhakti, chaturtha purushartha moksha, swarga, worldly happiness, everything is there. He will be happy in this world, after this world, in Golok Vrindavan, everywhere he will be happy. Otherwise he cannot be happy. So why to
worry
for this? A man has, oh, Sanatana Goswami, by doing bhajan in Kali Harada, in Vrindavan, you know, full of sand, near Jamuna. Now some far away from Jamuna, but at that time it was abode of a very poisonous snake, Kali. So there he was doing bhajan. At that time, Mahadev Shankar sent a person from Kashi, Varanasi. He has some prayer to Shankar Mahadev that I want to marry, my daughter to anyone. But I have no money. Please give me some money. And Shankar told that you should go to Vrindavan. And he went to Vrindavan. And he told that you should meet Sanatan Goswami and tell him that he should give some wealth so that he may be able to arrange for her daughter's marriage. He went on foot there. And when he went, he asked the name of Sanatana Goswami, and all used to know him, Sanatana Goswami. Only door coffin, nothing else. What door coffin?
Lion cloth. Lion cloth.
Lion cloth.
Lion cloth.
Lion cloth only. Nothing else. No money, nothing. He used to go for Madhukari, for chapati. Only dry. No salt, nothing he used to take. And he went and told that, I went to Shankar Mahadev, and then he told me that, you should go to Vrindavan to Sanatana Goswami, and he will give you some wealth, and you can manage your daughter's marriage. Sanatana Goswami told, I have nothing. You can see I have only lion cloth, nothing. And after some time, remembered something. Shankar Mahadev cannot tell lie. He is my bosom friend. Shankar is bosom friend of Sanatana Goswami. And then he told, Brahmin, go and take some sand from the earth. And there you will have a touch stone. And then he went there. And he took some...
Remove some sand
from there. And a jewel came. He became very happy, very happy. Then he touched it with iron, and he saw that,
transfer into gold.
Into gold. He came very, very, very happy that Shankar has told and my prayer has been recommended by him. In the way he was thinking, a person like Sanatana Goswami, why he has kept this
touch stone
in sand? No use. Why? It seems that he has so many more like jewels, more valuable
possessions.
Jewels like that. And he returned back. When he returned back there, then he told that, why you returned back? I have returned back that. I now knew that you have no more valuable jewels than these. Then he told that, you should give her, throw it out in Jamuna. And very with his power, and he throws out in the Jamuna river. And then he told that, come on. And he gave Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram.
This jewel I have, not worldly jewel, but transcendental. A jewel like Krishna will come, Radha will come in no time. So you should be here. The daughter of your daughter's marriage will be done automatically. And you should be here and chant Hare Krishna. And he became a very high class of saint. So where Harinam, everything, whole valuable of things of world, swarga, moksha, and after that, Golok, Vrindavan, everything. Harinam, Tuva.
Aneka Sarup.
Everything. Have a strong faith. What you cannot do by your effort, by your services, by your jobs, very easily, in a second, you can earn so much money, so much. Do you know what I do? Nothing for money, but money. Thousands and millions of money coming. Don't come. But yet they are coming. And this, see, these brahmacharis and sannyasis and Why you came with a beggar? Why you came here? I'm not giving money, not giving anything. Why you come? There is something more magic than that magic. I know. I'm guru of magicians, so many magicians. He made transferred five into 100. I mean millions and millions I can. So Dhruva is praying like that. Oh, you know Shankar Bhagwan Mahadev, near and dear to Krishna. Sometimes he is himself Krishna, the manifestation of Krishna Sadashiv. No? And sometimes his manifestation Rudra, Ekadas Rudra, who lives in Kailash. And Sadashiv lives where? In transcendental above. Near Vaikuntha. He is telling Shankar. Khanardhe napi tulaye na swargam na purbhuvam bhagavat sangi sangasya matyannam kimutasisah. He is telling Shankar. Mahatsanga, the Sangha, association of high class of pure Vaishnava, is so rare in this world. Very rare, very rare. With him, even half moment, we cannot compare with swarga, with moksha, with anything, worldly things. Lower down to Vaikuntha, anything cannot be compared. The kingdom, what to tell of kingdom? We cannot compare. So, in this world, we should pray only high class associates of Krishna, like Rup, Sanatan, Sarup, Damodar, like Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Prabhupada, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Baldev Vidya, all. Like Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj Prabhupada, he changed all lakhs and millions of persons, their life was changed totally. I always used to tell that if you have come to me, anyhow you have come by his source, by his teaching, by reading his books, by anyhow. I know that ISKCON leaders, they cannot glorify their guru because they don't know. Namaste, Gaurubani, Pracharine. What is the meaning? They cannot glorify thee. They don't know this meaning. Oh, yes, sir. What is the meaning of Gaurubani, Pracharine? I think you should publish some books, Jiva Tattva, the title. Have you?
We will.
Very soon.
We have articles.
So you should publish. And this also. So to remove all the doubts of the devotee. Very soon, very soon.
Om Jnanam Timiram Dasya Jnanam Vinasalahaya Chakshurandavitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah. Srila Gurudev has ordered me to
today need drama play.
Explain a few words.
Today, 25 minutes.
about the meaning
25 or
of
1 hour.
The secret meaning of Srila Prabhupada's pranam mantra.
What?
The words Gauravani. Gauravani Pracharane. Srila Prabhupada is preaching Gauravani. The Vani or the instructions of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So what are the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? They're understood in variegated ways. Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur has given the verse Aradhya Bhagavan Prajeshatanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Karchid Upasanam Brajabadu Vargena Jakotita Srimad Bhagavatam Paranam Amalam Prema Pumarta Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Matamidam Nachataro Naparam. That is, Nanda's son, Srinatha Baba's son, Brajendra Nandan Shamasundar, is the Supreme Lord of all lords, the source of all incarnations, the Supreme Absolute Truth, the reservoir of all six opulences, source of all incarnations. And his Dham, Sri Vrindavan Dham, is as worshipful as him. Vrindavan is non-different from Krishna and as powerful as Krishna. Therefore, Srila Gurudev put in the comment about also printing a booklet on Jiva Tattva, that Jiva could not have fallen from Goloka Vrindavan because it's as pure and perfect as Krishna himself. There's no maya there. Ramya Karchit Upasanam. Upasanam means worship. The worship that was, in our Prabhupada's words, manufactured, quote-unquote, manufactured by the gopis, Ramya, the gop Ramanis, the coward maidens of Vrindavan. The worship that was invented by them, that is Parakiya Ras, Mahabhav, paramour love of Krishna, is the highest worship. Our Srila Prabhupada would give classes early when we were new devotees in 1967, that if you want to understand how to serve Krishna, then you must read the 10th canto about Krishna and the gopis and follow the gopis' mood. It didn't register at the time, but Srila Gurudev has a spotlight, very powerful magical spotlight, that he's putting on Srila Prabhupada's books for us to go back and see what he's actually written. Prema Pumarta Mahan. And their prema is the Srimad Bhagavatam is the supreme evidence of their prema, which is Pancha Purusharta, the fifth and most perfect kind of benefit as given by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Then Srimad Bhagavatam is the evidence for this, as Krishna states in Srimad Bhagavatam to the gopis, if I have even a life of Brahma, I will not be able to repay your devotion for me, he said to the gopis. This is the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, says Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur, and I am not interested in anyone else's teachings. Lord Chaitanya's teachings to Sri Rupa Goswami in chapter 19 of Madhya Lila is Gauravani. And from that little bit that he told Srila Rupa Goswami came out Balita Madhava, Vidabdha Madhava, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Upadeshamrit, Sri Ujjwala Nilamani. All that came from the inspiration of the Vani of Gaura in the heart of Srila Rupa Goswami. The teachings to Srila Sanatan Goswami in Sanatan Sri Sanatan Shiksha, also Madhya Lila, three beautiful chapters that were constantly quoted by our Srila Prabhupada in all of his lectures. This is also Gauravani. Sri Shikshastakam, which is the essence of all the Vedas of Srimad Bhagavatam, even greater than the treasure of Srimad Bhagavatam, is this 8 verses as the Gauravani, the Vani of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Also, Rai Ramanand.
Rai Ramanand Sambhad. That is, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking, giving Vani in the heart of Sri Rai Ramananda. And then that Vani is coming out from the mouth of Rai Ramananda as a teaching to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Rath Yatra Prasanga.
Rath Yatra Prasanga.
Between Sarup Damodar and Srivas Pandit.
And Hare Panchami. Hare, so many. Hare Panchami. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is...
Very good. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. This is Gauravani. And he preached of her. Like it has been Gauravani Swarupine Praparupad Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. And same
Namaste
Gauravani. So, you cannot imagine in Mahatpurush Sangha you can realize something. Now come to the point of this slok. Once Vishwamitra and Vishishta were quarreling. Vishwamitra was telling that you should call me Brahmarshi, Brahmarishi, that I am come from Brahman. And he told Rajarshi, you have come from a royal family. This was the struggle. Anyhow, Vasishtha was not anyhow accepting. Because still he has some anger, something else. Then they went to Sheshnag. Sheshnag, you know, Ananta. By his Gurutvakarshan, all whole world is in Sunna, Akash, hanging.
Floating on the sky.
They went and told that you should decide that Vasishtha is telling true or myself. I am more greater than Vasishtha or Vasishtha is more greater than me. Then Ananta told, oh, it is a very deep and very heavy thing. Now I am taking the burden of all whole universe. Oh, Vishwamitra, you should take some for a moment my burden and then I will tell. He gave his all fruit of his austerities, of his royal what? Yoga and tapasya, austerities. But he could not tell. He could not take the burden of Ananta for a moment even. He could not. And then he told to Vasishtha, can you take? Then he told, I am giving half, only half of the moment of Sadhu Sangha that I have done. And world was there. Then again Vishwamitra told, you should tell within two who is right and who is wrong. Oh, I have told, I have given answer. He has given only half momentary result of Sadhu Sangha. And I'm free from the all burden. And you could not. So khan ardha of Sadhu Sangha may change your whole life and you can be happy forever. So this is Mahat Sangha. So, Mahat Sangha is the top of the all kinds of Purusartha. and dancing on the head of all. O Bhagavan, I know you. You touched only Agasur. You went in his mouth and his stomach. And he became like sandalwood.
Very fragrant.
And he became immortal. All the boys of Braja used to play in his
cave.
Like cave. And thus he became immortal. Or those who have attended Mahatsanga, they have taken bath in Ganges, in whole worlds, all kinds of tirtha, and they have done all kinds of austerities and all kinds of donations they have done. All these fruits cannot be compared with a nymph's particle. Never and never. So you should have a strong belief like that. And chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Or, comparison to Ganges water, the water touched by the feet of gopis. How high? What I'm going to tell? Gopika ganer pad padner jol athava or the gopi used to go to Jamuna to bring water. Water not love and affection of Krishna. And they used to take bath there. So if anyone touched that water and their harikatha from gopis, the feet dust, feet water, then their antar and bahar, their
outside and inside,
outward and inward, everything will be purified. As purified that by Ganges water and by all kinds of tirth water, it cannot. Even if you will go to Ganges and take bath and you are hearing Harikatha, you can compare. Heart may be changed, but I have seen those who have gone to all Indian tirth, Ganges, Samudra, ocean and everywhere. They have gone to in South Kanyakumari and what? Ranganath, Srirangam, and so many. Kaktirthas, so many they have gone. Not purification of heart. But in Sadhu Sangha, in a half moment, can purify. It can change totally. Krishna Bhakti will come. Atev Mahat Sangha Susatva Sila Seal Saral. Saral means very calm and quiet, without any worldly desire. This Sadhu Mahat Purush. Oh, that I am praying to you. Oh Krishna, you should give me Mahat Sangha. Then everything, my whole life will be successful. And then Panchama Skande, Bharti is telling to Rahuganai. Rahuganai natta tapasana jati, nacha ijya na nirpapanavad grihadva, nachandasa naiva jalagni surjai, pina mahat padra jo viseka. Can you? You this is slow? Can you? You? Matata, first. But speaks
slowly. Not so fast.
Not running. So that I may understand.
Om Gyan Svarandasya Gyanandana Salakaya Chakshur Anmiritam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. So this verse from 5th canto Bhagavatam.
Narhari Ar and his wife may come.
These are very valuable instructions of Bharat Maharaj to Maharaj Rahuganath. So at the end of all his instructions, Maharaj Rahuganath said, I have heard all your instructions, but I cannot understand them. So in order to explain this, Bharat Maharaj said this very important verse.
Can you tell like Aranya and others?
Reduce your speed.
So that I myself can.
I have cold, so
no. No cold. Not so running.
Slowly. All my instructions can only be understood not by Rahuganath Tapasana Jati. The soul and the relationship between the soul and Bhagawan cannot be understood by dry renunciation, tapasya. Nachagya, nor by reading many, many Vedic scriptures. Nor by deity worship, nor by renunciation, kurihadva, by leaving the household and taking vanaprastha or sannyas, one cannot understand the relationship between the soul and Bhagawan. Noivagya, jalagya sunya. That means in winter time, to stand in the freezing cold waters, the yogis remain immersed up to the neck, or by performing the austerity of Pancha Agni. That means the yogis, they stay in one place, surrounded by fire on four sides, as well as the burning sun, the midday sun. This is called Pancha Agni. The soul cannot be understood by any of these type of austerities, by sannyas, by austerities, by deity worship, by reading the Vedas, by performing Suska Vairagya. Then what is the only remedy that I can take? Bina mahat para rajobhishekam. O king, you have to take and bathe your head in the foot dust of a Mahabhagavat. Para rajobhishekam, like today we performed abhishek for Giriraj. Abhishek means to completely immerse the object of worship in different ingredients. So in the same way, you have to take to the Vaishnav and completely immerse yourself in Harikatha. That means first surrender yourself. Once you've, like, Prahlad Maharaj said, iti pum sapita vishnu bhaktischanna valakshanam, completely offering oneself to the sadhu, then completely immersing yourself in his Harikatha, like we sing every morning, Sri Narottam Das Thakur said, guru mukha padya vakya chitete kuriya akya adana kuriya manayase. I have no other desire except to make my heart one with the Harikatha issuing from the mouth of Gurudev and the Vaishnavas. So this is called Pada Rajobhishekam. Apart from associate of the Mahatsarak, Mahatkripa Bina Kone Karma Bhakti Nai, Krishna Bhakti Dure Rao, Soksana Hiksai. There is no other remedy except to completely take shelter of the feet of the Vaishnava. Unless you take shelter of the feet of Vaishnava, you cannot achieve even liberation from birth and death. What to speak of Bhagavad Bhakti, which is very rarely attained.
Thank you. Where is Narhari? Where? You should come here. Where is your wife?
Here.
Oh, then begin. Begin. No need of chair. Prahlad? Yes. She can help you. Oh, you can help him. Give him her also. You can help. Begin, Prabhu. Thank you. जय जगदीश हरे वाट कीर्तन मोर लाउडर
Hiranyakashipu Vakshanam Hijratam kala kalaye.
Hijratam kala kalaye.
Ito na singo para to na singo.
Ito na singo para to na singo.
Bahe na singo le dae na singo.
Bahe na singo.
Dalita Hiranyakashipu Tanu Bringam Kesavadita Narahari Rupa Tayajagari Sahare Tayajagari Sahare Tayajagari Sahare
जय जय प्रहलाद जय जय नृसिंह देव जय 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 प्रहलाद जय जय स्टैंडिंग खड़े होकर सब लोग एक तो नाचिए दे तो सब लोग के नाचिए
मलो नृसिंह देव की श्री प्रहलाद महाराज की हिताई गौरी प्रमानंद ito nirsingha parto narsingha ito nirsingha ito nirsingha parto narsingha jata 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 pita to nrsingha ayat yat jami hita to nrsingha hari to nrsingha par to nrsingha hari to nrsingha par to nrsingha jat jat jami tat nrsingha hridaya nrsingha bahiri nrsingha hridaya nrsingha hridaya nrsingha bahiri nrsingha nrsingha madi sharanam tapate nrsingha madi Nrsingha madi sharanam tapate
Without delay.
Hare Krishna. Attention to the devotees who received initiation today. Please stand up when we call your name. Receiving Diksha Radhika Charana Devi Dasi from Eugene. Raghuna Das from New York. Raghuveer Singh, Raghuveer Prabhu from Vancouver. Hariyam Raghuveer
Das, Raghuveer Das.
Laura Stiles, Laura.
Lilavati Dasi ki.
Gaur Nataraj Das, Prabhu.
Gaur Nataraj ki jai.
Kimberly receiving Harinam.
Kausalya Dasi ki jai.
Kausalya.
Samba Das Brahmachari receiving Diksha.
Not Samba.
Samba. Not Samba. Samba Das.
Sambo Das Brahmachari.
Sunanda Das Prabhu.
Sunanda Das Prabhu ki.
Kalix Kotar receiving Harinam.
Chaitanya Das. Krishna Chaitanya Das Prabhu ki.
Krishna Chaitanya Das. Krishna Chaitanya Das.
Amitabha Sarvati receiving Harinam.
Amal Krishna.
Amal Krishna Das Prabhu ki jai.
Amal Krishna Das. Amal Krishna Das.
Where is your son? Son. Your son. Your son. Where? No.
Samba.
Oh, there. What's your name?
Samba.
Just kidding. Just now you asked.
Truna.
Oh, no hug. Susil Krishna. Krishna. Susil Krishna.
Susil Krishna Das Brahmachari. Susil Krishna Das Brahmachari.
Receiving Gopal Manta Brajesh Nanda Pro.
Rajesh Prabhu ki jai. Rajesh Das.
Receiving Hariram Summer Ram Song.
Sushil. Sushil. Sulata. What? Sushila Dasi ki jai.
Sushila Dasi. Sushila Dasi.
Receiving Gopal Mantra Nava Sundari Devi Dasi. Receiving Shiksha Krishna Kanti Prabhu.
Krishna Kanti Prabhu ki jai.
Krishna Kanti Prabhu ki jai. Krishna Kanti
Prabhu. Paul Criswell receiving Harinam.
Purandar Prabhu ki jai.
Purandar Das Prabhu. Purandar Das Prabhu.
Receiving Gopal Mantra Vinay Krishna Das Prabhu.
Vinay Krishna Das Prabhu ki jai.
Vinay Krishna Das.
Receiving Harina Natalie Davis.
Nilambari Devi ki jai.
Nilambari. Nilambari.
Receiving Diksha Manohar Das Prabhu.
Manohar Das Prabhu ki jai.
Manohar Das Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Diksha. Gurudev changed the name because this name cannot.
That don't tell.
Blanc,
go on further.
No. Blanca Arachala from Los Angeles.
That?
What name?
Bimala.
Bimala Dasi ki jai.
Bimala Dasi. Bimala Dasi.
Receiving Harinam Subhadra Devi Dasi.
Subhadra Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Diksha Raghunandan Das Prabhu.
Raghunandan Das Prabhu ki jai.
Raghunandan.
Receiving Harinam Jai Hari Das Prabhu.
Jai Hari Das Prabhu ki
jai.
Receiving Harinam Leana Campbell.
Leana Campbell.
Latika. Latika Devi ki jai.
Latika Devi ki jai. Latika Devi. Latika.
Receiving Gopal Brajbihari Das Prabhu.
Brajbihari Prabhu ki jai.
Brajbihari Prabhu ki jai.
Receiving Harinam Sati Amrita.
Amrita Devi
Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam Sita Grace.
Sita Dasi.
Sita Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam Siddha Rosemary Alexander.
Savita Devi ki jai. Savita Dasi. Savita, Savita.
Receiving Diksha Chitra Devi Dasi.
O Chitra Devi Dasi ki jai.
Receiving Harinam Sylvia Rosemary.
Sumangla.